Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Addy and Ryder with your ADM's Headlines. In local news, low-income Australians are bearing a heavier financial burden from smoking, according to a new University of Queensland report. Professor Coral Gartner says, while tobacco taxes have helped reduce smoking overall, for those who haven't quit, tobacco is a growing source of financial strain. The study found that households still buying tobacco now spend nearly $5,000 a year, which is money often diverted for essentials like food, health, and education. Gartner says taxes alone aren't enough and urges more free quit support, fewer retail outlets, and tighter regulation. She adds there's an ethical case as well as for reinvesting tobacco tax revenue into things like welfare programs.
In national news, a record-breaking drought in South Australia's Green Triangle is putting the future of Australia's timber supply at risk. The region, which produces 34% of the nation's structural timber and supports 4,000 jobs, is seeing pine plantations suffer long-term damage. Any growth lost this year affects the entire 30-year rotation, said Forestry Hub GM Tony Wright. Additionally, drought-stressed trees are also more vulnerable to disease and pests, further damaging the wood. Industry groups are now racing to drought-proof plantations. Meanwhile, Master Builders SA says the crisis highlights Australia's over-reliance on imported timber. The state government has included Forestry in its $55 million drought relief package.
In international news, the White House announced overnight that it would pause its controversial tariff plan for 90 days. This pause will not affect China, with President Donald Trump announcing a tariff hike of 125% as a result of China's 84% tariff on U.S. imports. While the Trump tariff plan has caused considerable upset in the U.S. economy, the tariff pause contributed to significant gains seen in the NASDAQ, Dow Jones, and S&P 500. While the pause has temporarily lifted spirits in the American financial sector, many banks and multinationals are still concerned over the threat of a recession. Trump continues to insist that he knows what he's doing in the wake of mounting international backlash to his tariffs.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 27. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We're back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.